Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour is presented on Relevant Radio by Stinson Electric, your trusted electrical advisor solving electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you the day after Christmas. Some of you, it's several days after Christmas if it's a rebroadcast. But wow, hope you had a great, great Christmas. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about Christmas. And just a little bit later on, we've got a very special guest. Vicki Kippers is going to be joining us. She has some absolutely wonderful Christmas music that we're going to be sharing with you. And we thought we'd just share some thoughts about Christmas and lift you up a little bit today and encourage you today concerning this time of the season. You know, the Christmas for everybody is not always a big happy day. For some people, it can be actually kind of a discouraging day, depending on what happened years ago around Christmas. Sometimes it brings up difficult memories. And for some of you, this might be the first Christmas that you are celebrating without a loved one. Maybe this last year, your wife or your husband or child or your parents were taken and with the Lord today. And so it feels like a different kind of Christmas. Well, we just want to encourage you today that whatever situation you find yourself in, whatever circumstances have come your way this year, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you and still is giving himself to you, even in the difficult situation. And so we're going to talk about that. Got a couple of little stories I'd like to tell you this hour about Jesus and his incredible humility. But I'd also like to talk with Vicki Kippers in just a little bit about the great gift that God has given you in his Son, but what you can give him throughout this year. You know, Christmas, when we talk about the birth of Jesus, it certainly is a gift to us. But typically, when you go to somebody's birthday party, don't you bring them a gift yourself? So let's talk about that today. Let's talk about the gifts that you can give the Lord, which is, according to the Church's teaching, is called the response of faith. It's faithfulness. Our response to this incredible, incredible revelation of God becoming one of us, the correct response is one of faithfulness. So whatever you choose to give the Lord this year, as a result of Christmas, it should have that flavor of Christmas. It should have that smell of faithfulness in your life. So if you know somebody that needs to tune in today for a little bit of encouragement and some absolutely beautiful music that we're going to share with you, I'll give you a moment to give them a call right now and have them tune in to Relevant Radio. We're going to be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour.
Hi, this is Paul Archambeau, owner of Stinson Electric, and we are the proud sponsor of the Rediscover Hour. Stinson Electric is a Catholic, family-owned company that serves the electrical construction and repair needs of local businesses, churches, and schools. Our faith and our motto of quality, integrity, and service guides our business decisions every day. For small projects, troubleshooting a circuit, or installing an outlet or light fixtures, we have a fleet of service trucks that are staffed by licensed electricians who are knowledgeable, courteous, and efficient. They have the latest technology to diagnose and repair your electrical problem. For larger projects such as new building, building additions, or relocating equipment, we'll help you design, budget, and build the project. Stinson Electric would like to be your trusted electrical advisor. I would welcome the opportunity to meet with you and discuss your electrical needs. Call Stinson Electric,
612-424-7382. Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour, and yes, Merry, Merry Christmas. I'm not going to say Xmas or anything like that. You know why? Because the X did not come and die for us, but Jesus Christ did. Merry Christmas to to all of you. If your house looks anything like mine, it might be a relief to go out there and exchange gifts today. You know, with all of the food still around and the gifts opened up, and you know the kids, they don't even get out of their pajamas for 2 days because they're playing with all of the toys, or the grandparents are playing with the grandchildren. Hey, it's a great time of year for many families, as I know some of you have. You have relatives that came from all over the country to come back, and there's that reunion where the family comes back together. And sometimes that's really, really good. Sometimes that can be really, really difficult. So I'll be praying for you today. And remember, I mean, if you're listening to this show, Rediscover Hour, it says something about you. It says that there's a certain level of maturity in seeking the truth. You're taking the time to listen to Christian radio, Catholic radio here. And I just encourage you to be that peace, be that joy to other people, and to die to yourself and live for Christ and be a real witness today. Sometimes, you know, you get the family together and it's only once a year. You only get a few days a year in some cases to let that light shine. So don't return to those old problems. Don't return to that old way of thinking and dig up and all those difficult times and pick those scabs. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just make sure that you walk with Christ and be a witness this year. And I know that many of you that are listening are in nursing homes, and you might be alone this year. I want you to know you're not alone. We're here, and we're thinking about you today, and Merry Christmas to you. If you were the only one on earth, Jesus would have come and died just for you. And so you are not alone. I hope you are encouraged today. Well, joining us on the show today is a very good friend, and she's not a stranger to many of you. She's been in ministry around the Twin Cities, and has been involved in lots of weddings, lots of singing events in the Twin Cities, and has a beautiful family. And I'm talking about Vicki Hippers, and she's joining us today to spend a little time talking about Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas. Good morning, and Merry Christmas to you, Jeff.
Yeah, big day yesterday.
Oh, it was. I hosted Christmas at my family. So, yes, we had everyone over, and wonderful.
Is that something you do every year?
I do, yes. And so much of my family, they're all in music ministry, so through Advent and through Christmas, we're so busy, and it's, believe it or not, we get together Christmas Day, and we still sing.
I've seen your family in action, and I'll tell you what, you do. You have a very musical family. I've always been a little bit jealous of families like yours, where you can sit around and chestnuts roasting over the open fire, and everyone's singing, and they're moving one direction and another, and they all love each other and smile. It wasn't like that, you know, growing up. We didn't sing like that. But tell me a little bit about your background, because you do come from quite a musical background.
Oh, yes. My mother was a church organist. So my earliest memories, at 3 and 4 years old, were me in a choir loft with my mother playing the organ for the choir. So I grew up in the church, living the liturgical season through the music my whole life. And I have three sisters. And one of the first songs that we learned was the Ave Maria, and we would sing it in three-part harmony, swinging on the swing sets. And now when you look all these years later, we've still been singing. All of my sisters are still in music ministry here throughout the Twin Cities, as am I. And we just can't get enough of it. We love it. And it's funny, when we get together yesterday, the biggest thing is no one wants to sing melody. We're all harmony people. And so before we sing, okay, who's going to do harmony and who's going to do melody? Because no one wants
to sing. In our family, it's who's going to play Santa Claus. But it's obviously different in yours. People might not know you as Vicki Kippers from a while ago, but what last name might they know?
They might know me as Vicki Plaster with the Plaster Sisters.
Plaster Sisters.
Yes. When my sister, there's four of us, when we would perform, people would say, well, why do you call yourselves the Plaster Sisters? It's because it's our name. And like, oh, you're really sisters?
Oh, I thought it was because you really liked repairing walls.
Well, you know, that's true.
And then you, a lot of people that are listening don't know, but maybe it'll jog their memory a little bit. You also were Miss Minnesota at one time.
Yes.
What year was that?
1983.
Yes,
the memorable year of Vanessa Williams.
Was, oh, she competing
she was,
that
she
year?
Was my Miss America, yes.
She was your Miss
yes.
America. Very,
she
very
won
good.
The night I was on that stage.
Very good. And so I imagine your talent was singing?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't allow underwater basket weaving, so I did sing.
Thus, consequently, I'm not even competing for Mr. Universe then. But that's wonderful. You were Miss Minnesota, and from there, you've been involved in singing all over the country, Voice Trek?
Right, with my vocal group Voice Trek. In fact, the music that we'll listen today, it's not only my solo singing, but also with Voice Trek and my music partner, Stephen C., who a lot of people know Stephen from all over the Twin Cities.
Do we get to hear some of his music
Absolutely.
Today?
Absolutely. Amazing pianist.
He did something at the cathedral. I know you're going to talk about it, that he just made that place come alive with music, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He has a Bösendorfer piano, and he moved the Bösendorfer. For those of you that don't know what that is, it's a beautiful piano with an extra octave of keys in the lower left hand in the bass. And so there's so much resonance of that piano. And he moved it into the cathedral this month and recorded some beautiful, beautiful Christmas music and used the cathedral as kind of a co-creator mm-hmm. of the music, the space of the cathedral and the sound of the Bösendorfer. I've never heard it so beautiful.
You have one of those beautiful families. You have kids that are doing so well in life right now. And your husband's working for the Archdiocese.
Yes.
What's he doing?
My husband is the Chancellor of Civil Affairs at the Archdiocese. So he's so happy to go to every day. He loves it. He just loves working at the Archdiocese and working with the bishops and all the people in the Archdiocese trying to solve the problems at hand. And I think he's the right man for it.
I think he is too.
He's a great inspiration to me because this whole experience, these last 2 years that he's been the Chancellor, has really deepened his faith.
He's chief counsel, really, for the Archdiocese, and in a very important role right now. And I would dare say, in light of what we're talking about today with Christmas, he's a gift.
Yes,
he is a gift to the Archdiocese. Mm-hmm. I talk with him occasionally, and we go out to lunch. Joe Kippers,
yes,
who you're talking about, and a great friend. But he loves the Lord. He was also mm-hmm. What's the award every year? Catholic Spirit.
Catholics, the Leading with Faith
Leading
award.
With Faith.
Yes.
He got that just a few years ago.
Yes, he did.
He's been teaching at the Catechetical Institute. Mm-hmm. What a gift. And folks, pray for him. Pray for Joe Kippers. He's doing a great job as the Chancellor of Civil Affairs. There's two chancellors in the Archdiocese. One is Canon Law.
Mm-hmm.
That's Susan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe Civil Affairs. So, very good. On Christmas...
Yes.
You get the family together. Everyone come back home?
Yes. Everyone's home. All the kids are home. Cousins, mom and dad. It's a big crew.
What do you like about Christmas?
It's kind of crazy, but because I'm a musician in the church, Advent, the beginning of the liturgical year, I love the music of that anticipatory time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really try to live in the spirit of Advent through the music because as Catholics, you know, you go to church on Sunday and then you leave church and the rest of the world is Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And staying in the Advent spirit is mm-hmm. wonderful, which makes Christmas all the more exciting when you can finally roll out, you know, the first Noels and O Come All Ye Faithful and Silent Night and all those songs that you just are waiting for. And so for me, it's the music
mm-hmm.
that helps me celebrate and give thanks because it makes it all the more special if you really follow the liturgical year through the music.
That's something you bring up that I would like to accent, and that is follow the liturgical year,
yes.
which it ends with Christ the King not too long ago.
Right.
And
right.
then the beginning of Advent,
right.
where we begin to wait,
mm-hmm.
and we are waiting for the coming of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and now we just celebrated it.
Yes.
We just celebrated the birth of Jesus, and we want to talk a little bit today about what that means, or what that should mean in terms of our daily life, because so often, you know, during the liturgical seasons, we sort of let it go by without engaging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, Lent's over. Mm-hmm. You know, or Advent's over, Christmas is over, but every single stage of the liturgical year, starting with Advent, going into Christmas and so forth, all the way through Easter, and then on to Christ the King, the church expects us to engage in mm-hmm. the liturgical calendar. I like to put it this way. It's like the liturgical calendar is Jesus' Franklin planner. It's like his, it's like the calendar that lays his life out in terms of him being king, the anticipation of the king, the mm-hmm. birth of the king, the sacrifice of the king,
mm-hmm.
all of this is laid out for us so that we can become like him.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way we can is if we engage. And we just went through Advent. Now we're in the Christmas season.
Yes. For the next 40 days.
Yeah.
Yes. We can just enjoy all this beautiful music. And
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. To become more like Jesus. More like Jesus. Why? Why don't we go ahead and listen to one of your songs?
Sure. We'll do
set this up.
On our Christmas CD, it's In Dulce Jubilo, which is, I'm actually singing this with Stephen C., and it's a wordless vocal because in Good Christian Men Rejoice, it's also in Latin, and we just tried to do it in a very nice, reverent way. So I hope you enjoy it. This is In Dulce Jubilo. That was In Dulce Jubilo with my good friend Stephen C. on piano.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Very nice. Now, what do you call that? You call that wordless singing or?
Wordless vocals.
Wordless vocals.
Mm-hmm.
I got a full disclosure. I am really good at wordless vocals. Rarely do I get the words wrong. I think that's my new genre, but it's very beautiful.
It's a good fallback when you forget your words. Just go into the ooze.
No, that's beautiful. Hey, if you just joined us talking with Vicki Kippers, I'm Jeff Cavins. This is the Rediscover Hour. Just talking about Christmas today, the day after. I know that for many of you, it's busy. Some of you are listening while you're going to the mall. Some of you are going to bring the kids to some of the movie openers and those things that happen around the holidays. But don't forget Jesus. Don't forget the incredible gift that God has given you. Vicki, you and Joe, you've been to Israel with us.
Yes, we did.
I think about, you know, when we go to Israel, we go down to the Jordan River.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go down to the Jordan River, you go to the place where Jesus first began his public ministry in Matthew chapter 3. And one thing down there always strikes me, and it always reminds me of Christmas when we go there. Now, Jesus was about 30 years old when he went down to the river, but 30 years prior to that, he was born in a little town called Bethlehem. And we've been there too. And it's a very humble little town, Bethlehem, the city of David. And that's where the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was born. And he went and he lived a life just like us, day in and day out. He had a Jewish mother, Jewish stepfather, And at the beginning of his ministry, he goes down to the Jordan, and he's going to get baptized. And John the Baptist says, you know, basically, what are you doing? I should be baptized by you, but you want me to baptize you? And Jesus said, no, it's necessary. It's necessary to fulfill all righteousness, which is a kind of a theological way of saying that Jesus is going to relive the entire story of Israel, and where Israel as God's firstborn son failed, Jesus will be the successful son, the faithful son that shows us how to live. And he begins his public ministry there at the Jordan, which is so interesting because as far as geographically, it's the lowest place on earth. It's the lowest place on earth. I mean, think about that. Jesus begins his public ministry, the king begins his public ministry at the lowest place on earth. And so Christmas always reminds me of this aspect of God, humility. Born in Bethlehem, born of a virgin, in a stable, with the animals and the straw, but then begins his public ministry at the lowest place on earth. I like to tell people when they go, you're at the bottom now. You're as low as it's going to get right now. It's all uphill from here. But it is a beautiful thought in a devotion to think that Jesus began to serve the world. He was born in a very lowly state, but he began his public ministry at the lowest place on earth, identifies with us in every way. That's the gift of Christmas to us today, is that God knows you, and he knows me, and he still loves me. I heard someone say one time, they said, God loves you just the way you are, Vicki, but he loves you so much, he won't let you stay that way. He wants you to grow up. But humility is powerful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It's something that that God asks us to walk in, is humility. But let's talk for a moment about some of the gifts that we might want to give back to God. You know, when you think of the gift of Jesus to the church, first of all, what kinds of gifts do you think of? If I were to say, God has given so many gifts to us via his church and his son, what kind do you think of? What stands out?
Oh, of course, his Blessed Mother. What a great gift for us all. I mean, I have such a great devotion to her. The Holy Spirit is such a gift to us. Mm-hmm. My husband is such a gift.
Yes.
My family. Yep. And just our faith, our Catholic faith, is such a wonderful gift.
You speak about the Blessed Virgin Mary mm-hmm. as a gift. And she really was given to us on the cross in John's Gospel. There, he's on the cross and he says to the disciples, "Behold your mother." He's giving us mm-hmm. his mother. You're right, it's such a gift. And the Holy Spirit, you know, Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send a helper, mm-hmm. the Paraclete, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit. And that's an incredible gift, and certainly our families are. You know, when I think about the gifts that Jesus has given us this time of the year, I think about Pope Francis. What mm-hmm. a gift.
Absolutely.
And I was so blessed to be with him in Bethlehem last May when he came and celebrated Mass in Manger Square. And he spoke about children and the abuse of children today and how the church needs to stand up for children. So I thank God today for Pope Francis. Mm-hmm. I also thank God for not taking all the great examples that have gone before me and lock them up in heaven so I don't have a relationship with them, but he gives us the saints.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it.
Absolutely.
Any particular saints that you like?
Oh, you know, I love St. Michael the Archangel. Mm. He's got such a special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm. He can handle himself, too.
Yeah, he
mm-hmm.
can.
I like St. Augustine for his honesty and sharing the whole journey. You know, you talk about the confessions of St. Augustine, and you go from childhood all the way to adulthood, and he basically talks about how God has moved in his life. What a big brother to call on in the time of need. I also think about St. John Paul II.
Mm-hmm.
And almost all of us listening to the show remember him, saw him on TV. Some of us were there in Rome mm-hmm. or other places. I was blessed to cover him around the world on television. What a gift he was to the church in giving us even the divine mercy is such a Such a gift.
And I'm going to go on a limb to say Relevant Radio is such a gift truly to so many of us mm-hmm. to be able to share our faith and to have this one place that we can go safely every day to hear the word and to be reinforced in our faith. Mm-hmm. It's just so nice to have this. So
sometimes you can take things for granted, can't you?
Yes.
And Relevant Radio is. It's a haven of rest for mm-hmm. many people.
Absolutely.
And in the midst of all the busyness and hearing about all of the ISIS and
right.
Al-Qaeda and and all the crazy things you hear in the news, and they can tune in mm-hmm. to Relevant Radio and find some guidance for their soul, some encouragement right. for their heart. And that is a gift. It really, really is. I want to hear more music. We're listening, all by right. the way, if you just tuned in, we're talking with Vicki Kippers, and she has some amazing music, Christmas music. Yes, actually, you have music for every time of the year.
I do. As a music minister, growing up with liturgical season in the Catholic Church, I just felt it was important to give this gift back to fellow Catholics mm-hmm. so that we could really celebrate and live the liturgical year beyond Mass every Sunday. And this will help. I know, like my husband, he just loves my Lenten CD, and he turns everything off, and he just stays in the spirit of Lent and that penitential time listening to Lenten reflections. And I have so many people that contact me during Advent because I have an Advent reflection CD to help them stay in that spirit of anticipation and not fall into doing all the Christmas music before Christmas. And I can't tell you how exciting it is for me to know that I'm touching people and helping them live their faith throughout the year through the music that they hear in church. And so the songs that you're hearing today are part of my Christmas CD. It's a 5-CD set of music for the liturgical season, Advent, Christmas, Ordinary Time, Feast Days and Holy Days, and Lent. And
so what are we going to hear now?
Well, on this particular CD, on the Christmas CD, my vocal group Voice Track has been together for nearly 25 years. And we are singing the First Noel. It's a beautiful arrangement by Denis Allaire, and this is the First Noel by Voice Track.
Thank you.
And that's the first Noel with voice track featuring our guest Vicki Kippers and your sister Shelley. I heard her voice in there.
And my other sister Ray and my brother-in-law Denis and my almost brother Kevin.
You guys really, it's almost like you were born to sing together.
It's so fun.
While we were listening to that, you were mentioning that's a very complex chord.
Oh, I love some of the chords, yes.
It's just amazing. It's really beautiful.
Thank you.
In some of your music, you sing a capoco, right?
A capoco, yes. A cappella.
A cappella. That's without instruments.
That's correct.
Is that right?
In fact, the first Noel was one of those that we just heard. No instruments, just voices.
You know, if somebody has to run into work right now or they're going into the mall, where can they get a hold of your music?
Leaflet Missile, St. George Books here in town, or you can go to Heartbeat Records online. And I do have a website. Mm-hmm. It's musicfortheliturgicalseason.com.
Musicfortheliturgicalseason.com.
Yes.
Short for?
No.
Hey, if you just joined us, Vicki Kippers is with us, and we're just talking about Christmas and kind of thinking about what's been happening in the last few days in this liturgical season. And if you just joined us, I want to encourage you. Maybe it's not a good time of year. Maybe you're really struggling. You know, I talk to so many people that they'll say, I love Christmas, and the anticipation is so fun and getting together and the family coming over. But once it's here, there seems to be a little bit of a letdown. And you know, I've got a theory about that. And the theory is that if you truly believe that tangible gifts and the stuff of this world is what Christmas is about, you will be disappointed. It's kind of like as you're a kid growing up and you're thinking, you know, you've been hinting all year long, I want a bike, I want a bike, I want a bike. And your birthday rolls around and your parents buy you a tie, your first tie. And you're thinking, man, I was looking forward to this birthday, but this isn't what I really needed or wanted. It wasn't what I expected. Maybe you feel that way about Christmas. Well, shift your thinking. Go from the natural dimension to a new dimension today, the supernatural dimension. And that iPod, that iPad, that game player, that pair of ice skates, whatever it is, those are fine, but it's not going to fill your heart. Only Jesus Christ is going to fill your heart. And so refocus. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got beautiful music for you with Vicki Kippers, and I'm going to talk to you just a little bit about and share with you what I did this Christmas instead of getting presents. This is the Rediscover Hour. Rediscover.
This is Sarah Ennis with a cultural note from Catholic Studies at the University of St. Thomas. From 1920 to 1922, the Norwegian writer Sigrid Undset published the three volumes of her novel Kristin Lavransdatter. Set in the tumultuous but Catholic medieval Norway, the novel is a profound exploration of marriage and family, kinship, and faith. Undset would convert to the Roman Catholic Church 3 years later in 1925. She returned to the richly Catholic culture of Norway before the Reformation in her novel, The Master of Hestviken, in which she explores the very human reality of unrepented sin. She received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1928.
Relevant Radio is proud to bring you cultural notes from the University of St. Thomas Center for Catholic Studies. For information on local Catholic Studies events, go to the events tab at relevantradio.com.
When people see joy, you know, it speaks more than talking about the truths of the Catholic faith. Keep living your faith with such passion and such joy. It starts there.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Relevant Radio.
On a corner of my life, and I can see.
Hey, it's the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. Jeff Cavins with you, along with Vicki Kippers, talking about the greatest thing in the world, and that's the birth of Jesus over 2,000 years ago. What kind of a difference has it made in your life? Welcome back, Vicki.
Thank you, Jeff.
I was mentioning right before the breakout that I did something different this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, it's bringing some joy into my life. And that is, you know, you get to a certain age, and I'm not going to talk about you, but I will talk about myself. you get to a certain age where, you know, that shirt, it's nice. It's nice. And I appreciate it. And that tie, well, I don't wear them much, but thank you. And whatever gifts people get, there's not a lot in life that you're really saying to yourself, if I only had, name it, you know, mm-hmm. that, it would make a big difference. And you start to shift in what's important. And what I did this year is I said, you know, instead of buying me something for Christmas, why not give some money? Let's say you're going to buy a tie for $20. Give the money to the poor. Give the money to someone like Sharing and Caring Hands, mm-hmm. Mary Jo Copeland. Mm-hmm. John Tolo and his work over in Frogtown with the mm-hmm. poor. Why not give the money to people who this year would really, really appreciate it? Mm-hmm. You know, last week, I don't know if you saw this on the news, you know the Secret Santa?
Yes.
They had a great, did you see that?
Yes.
There's a story this year, the guy that is the Secret Santa, if you don't know about this, you got to Google it and look it up. This guy gives out like $100,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And he normally does it himself, but this year he met with an entire police department. Get this.
In Kansas, wasn't it?
Yes. Okay,
yes.
Mm-hmm. He met with a police department in Kansas, and he literally is doling out thousands of dollars to each one of the officers, and the officers are going out on the street and pulling people over.
Right.
And saying to them, Secret Santa wanted to give you something. And they're pulling the people over based on the look of the car.
Right, that they needed the help. I was in tears watching that video.
Oh, you saw it.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. So many people that were, you know, they were being pulled over and they're like thinking, I can't afford whatever I did. And they're just so despondent. And then he says, well, Secret Santa wanted you to have this and gives them $100. And people bursting into tears. Saying,
crying.
I couldn't do gifts for my children. This will pay for my Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I saw that too. And I have to admit, I was on the verge of tears too, just looking at the unexpected mm-hmm. love. And I have a theory. This is a show of theories. I have a theory, and that is that the way you get to a hardened heart is surprise them with love.
Yes.
And when you do it, there's no time mm-hmm. to push you away. There's no mm-hmm. time to say, I'm not interested. Suddenly love hits them mm-hmm. and it breaks those hardened hearts. And so this year, I'd like to give to the poor. Not because I have a lot to give to the poor or anything like that or a little. It's just, you know what? God has been good to me. Why not pass it along? Wouldn't it be something if thousands of Catholics in the Twin Cities, it's too late for this year, but maybe mm-hmm. next year, thousands mm-hmm. of Catholics in the Twin Cities organize to become Secret Santa Archdiocese.
Hey, there's still Epiphany.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can do that. Maybe we can do that. Well, we have more music.
Yes. And, well, I wanted to tell you about my good friend, Stephen C. He's okay. been doing music all over the Archdiocese for so many years, and my musical partner in crime. We work together every weekend at several different churches and have done music ministry for literally years and years. And he just put out a brand new Christmas CD, and you've still got time to get it for the next 40 days. It's called Beyond Christmas, and he moved his Bösendorfer piano into the Cathedral of St. Paul, and the space of the Cathedral became the co-creator of the music with him. Because when you are a performer and you sing on a microphone in a flat studio, there's no resonance, there's no nothing. The space you create in has to be electronically enhanced. But when you take a beautiful instrument like a Bösendorfer piano and put it in a cathedral, you have the resonance of that beautiful, holy, sure. sacred space. And I have never heard his piano sound so beautiful and so rich. It's almost like there's more tones than I've ever heard in it. And the space of the cathedral is the co-creator with Stephen. So I wanted to just bring out his CD and play one of his songs called Angels. It's a combination of Angels We Have Heard on High, Do You Hear What I Hear, and I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
And the instrument again?
The Bösendorfer piano and the Cathedral of St. Paul. This is Beyond Christmas with Stephen C.
Thank you.
that's the music of Stephen C. from his Christmas Beyond CD. And that was at the Cathedral of St. Paul with a very special piano. And Vicki Kippers is here talking about this. What was the piano again?
It's the Bösendorfer piano.
Bösendorfer.
A German piano.
Which for some of you, if you've ever played a regular piano and you got to the left-hand side and thought to yourself, I wish I had another octave on the left side. That's a Bösendorfer.
That's a Bösendorfer, that extra octave at the bottom.
You have no idea, Vicki, how often I have wanted an extra octave.
I'll bring you to Steve's next time. But if you were interested in getting the CD, it's on Amazon and CD Baby and iTunes.
And his name's Stephen C., like the letter C.
Yes, well, it's Steve Anderson. He figured that there's too many people named Steve Anderson. But if you Stephen C., you'd remember
how
that.
Close he came to just one name notoriety. How close, Stephen, you came. That's beautiful music, Stephen. I appreciate that. And if you want some absolutely gorgeous music, and it's recorded at the Cathedral of St. Paul late at night.
Late at night.
Nobody there.
Nope.
You know what? This is a Greek word, cool. It's so cool because you have someone playing a beautiful Bösendorfer piano, and the partner is the cathedral.
Yes, that space.
And the acoustics. Wow. Well, you're listening to the Rediscover Hour, and we're talking about Christmas the day after. For some of you, it might be a couple of days after if you're listening online or listening to a rebroadcast. I'm here with Vicki Kippers. We're going to return. We got more music for the Christmas season. This is the Rediscover Hour. Rediscover.
Hi, I'm Paul Archambault from Stinson Electric. You're a facility manager or business owner with electrical or lighting needs, we can help. Have you heard the buzz lately about energy-efficient lighting? Do you wonder if it makes sense for your facility? You may not know who you should call or who you can trust. Energy-efficient lighting installations are usually eligible for utility rebates that defray part of your initial investment. Often these projects pay for themselves in as little as 1 year. You gain the added benefit of better quality lighting, less maintenance, and energy efficiency. We have designed and installed lighting upgrades for churches, schools, and commercial buildings for customers just like you who are often astonished with the results. We also install and service outdoor lighting on buildings and in parking lots to enhance safety and security. Call Stinson Electric, 612-424-7382.
By my side to be everything I'm not. I breathe deep the breath of God.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Merry Christmas to you. It's just the beginning. I'm Jeff Cavins. Joining me is Vicki Kippers. And we're both wishing him a Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
It's not just a one-day deal, is it?
No, no.
We've got a lot of days ahead of us. And it's the season of Christmas. So we're going to stretch this out and make it count. We're listening also today to beautiful Christmas music. And right before the break, we were listening to Stephen C. in his Christmas Beyond CD that was recorded at the Cathedral of St. Paul and his Bösendorfer
piano. Yes.
Which is different than a straight Steinway.
That's right.
Piano. But, you know, music, let's talk about that for a minute because music has a power all of its own to lift people up and encourage people. And I think there's a difference between Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which, don't get me, is a very, very sophisticated piece of music. But there's music that lifts you up, and it does something to your heart. And we see that even evidenced in the Bible, don't we? When King Saul was feeling down, what did God do? He brought David to King Saul, and he played the harp, and he lifted him up, and it did something to him. There's even music therapy, isn't there, Vicki, today?
Yes, absolutely. There's so much with music. And I see it, I'm so lucky and privileged, and it's such a gift for me that I've been able to share my music for so many years and serve the church. Because in the liturgy, in the Mass, the music needs to serve the Mass. And it can inspire and it can uplift. But and I've just been so blessed that I've been able to do it all these years.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I would recommend that people do if they want to get into more music is certainly buy your music, because your music does It's your music. Let me just put it this way: it's a big step above Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Even that one. But your music is very, very professional. It's thought through. It's the type of music that gets into the heart and lifts you up.
Thank you.
And we have an app. If you can go to the iTunes store and get the Archdiocesan app called Rediscover. And in that app, we have links and suggestions to all kinds of music. You like Bon Jovi. Well, I'm not going to suggest Bon Jovi for praise music, but if you like that, what we'll do is we'll show you Christian artists that sound sort of like that. Or if you like beautiful worship music, we've got it all there at on the Rediscover app and also the Rediscover webpage. And so I would encourage you to go there, and I think we have your stuff on there too.
Awesome.
So this Christmas, you know, you might want to get some praise music and start listening to it in the car, especially if you're feeling down this type of year, whether it's due to memories from the past or whether it's seasonal affect syndrome, you know, where you just the gray days kind of get to you. You can do something about it. Let King David, in a sense, minister to you with beautiful, beautiful praise music. Go to the Catholic bookstore over at Leaflet Missal or St. George over in Ham Lake, and ask them, say, do you have some uplifting praise music for me? And instead of listening to talk all the time in the car, take a moment just to listen to some praise. Of course, don't forget the dial of Relevant Radio. Don't forget that.
That's right.
But every once in a while, put a CD in. Or if you're jogging or whatever you happen to be doing, listen to more music. We've got more music. What are we going to listen to now, Vicki?
Well, because you're Irish, Jeff, I had to pull out the Irish one. This is the Wexford Carol back from the 12th century.
You're a fine lass.
I do love this. This was done by my group Voice Trek, and it's on our Christmas CD, and this is the Wexford Carol.
Good people, all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done. Sending His beloved Son with Mary, holy, we should pray to God with love this Christmas day in Bethlehem upon the
side of the midget.
that's the beautiful music, Vicki Kippers, and that's the Wexford Carol.
Yes, with my group Voice Trek.
The whole Voice Trek, they were there.
They were all there.
Boy, that's beautiful. That's a traditional Irish, Irish carol. Many of you Irish, so Merry Christmas to you. We only have a few more minutes on this Rediscover Hour. We've been talking with Vicki Kippers about Christmas and giving you some beautiful music, her music with Voice Trek, her own, also the music of Stephen C. and his Christmas Beyond CD. In closing out the hour, you know, I want to talk to you and encourage you today. If you were around 2,000 years ago, and you were there at the birth of Jesus, minutes after he was born, what would today look like? If you were 2,000 years ago, you witnessed the birth of Jesus, and just moments after he was born, the Blessed Virgin Mary was holding him, and you were invited to come in and gaze upon the Son of God, what would the day after he was born be like for you? If you were there 2,000 years ago, would it be just another day? Would the 26th be just another day? Or would the 26th be changed because of the 25th? I want to leave that with you. I want you to think about that, that if this is all true, which we believe it is as Catholics, that the Son of God was born of the Virgin Mary to come to earth and take upon himself the sins of the world, the next day, would your life be any different? Oh, wow, mine would. And it should be. And I want it to be today. I'll pray for you, and you pray for me, that our life truly will be different. And if you don't have family with you, and maybe all of your family's in another country, or maybe your family is gone and you're alone, I want you to know you're not alone today in this Christmas season. You're part of the communion of saints. You're part of this amazing church in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. You are not alone. Jesus is with you, and I pray that your days going forward will be bright and filled with joy. This is the Rediscover Hour.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330, and is presented by your trusted electrical advisor, Stinson Electric, serving commercial, institutional, and facility managers in our area. You can find show archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.